For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will travel to Big Rapids, Michigan this weekend, take on Ferris State. Joining us, Leighton Rode, freshman, I believe three-time rookie of the week in the CCHA, two out of the last 3 weeks. Congratulations on what's been a pretty darn consistent year so far for you.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a good year. Been fun with the guys and just hopefully keep it going here.
Consistency doesn't always happen with freshmen. In your mind, what has been the key to your consistent play?
I think just sticking to my game, using my attributes like my speed and just my hockey smarts. And then obviously Tom puts me in great opportunities to succeed, and I just got confidence, so it's been good.
Junior hockey plays more games, but to me college hockey is more of a grind just because of all the other stuff that goes on and just the intensity of how games are played night in and night out. What's been harder, the physical part of it or the mental part of staying ready?
I think a little bit of both. Obviously, I think it's a little more physically demanding. I mean, some guys you're going up against are 24, 25 years old every night. So, and then you got school on top of that every day. So it's a lot to juggle, but I think I've been doing good with it.
I will credit Blake Piatla a lot for last week, goalie for Tech. He's darn good. It's hard to score in college hockey to begin with. When you got a goalie of that caliber, it makes it even worse. But at what point did it get frustrating last week of how come we can't get anything to get past this guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was frustrating all weekend. But I think Saturday we did a lot better job. We just talked about getting guys to the net. That was a big factor. I mean, if he can't see it and if it's scrum, it makes it a lot harder for him. And, I mean, I think we got to do that every weekend more and more and more.
As Saturday progressed, your D were activating a lot more, even heck down below the goal line in the offensive end. A forward's got to come back. Have you always been good at that recognition and going back to the blue line if you need to? Is that something you've been working on? What's kind of that process of them letting you know that they're going and you were one of the other forwards needs to get back?
Yeah, I mean, we work on our D jumping up in the play every week, hitting them for the late trailer. And I think we all just can recognize if you got three low, you need two up high and vice versa. I mean, if one of us is caught, they're getting back. And I mean, we work on it every week, so I think we all recognize that.
There's no way to sugarcoat it. This is a big weekend come the end of the year. How do you not put too much pressure on yourself and you just go and play your game yet?
I think we got to carry on from our third period. There was a lot of good things to look at, and we can be confident with our game just like we were in that third. We just got to stay loose, play our game. Obviously, it's a huge weekend. We need these crucial points heading into the stretch here, so I think that'll just motivate us more and more and more.
The schedule is what the schedule is, but these are three long trips in about 5 weeks. Physically, how are you able to maintain that?
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, try and keep busy on the bus rides, playing games, cards, anything you can do some homework, and then obviously keep practices light and fresh. I think we do a good job of it.
What's the one part of your game you still want to work on?
I think I need to get a little stronger, obviously, with age, and I'm going to fill out my frame a little bit more. Strength down low, I think that's one thing I can work on.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.